This is Morning Edition at 6:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News in Philadelphia. Uncertainty is the word that best defines the plans for public school openings in Delaware. Governor John Carney is allowing either hybrid learning or remote only, but most of the state's 19 districts have not decided what mode they will offer. WHYY's Chris Barish reports that indecision is leaving many parents and their kids in the unsettling state of limbo.
IT professional Jerry Hendricks is a single mom whose daughter Fiona is starting first grade. Her first day has already been delayed until September 17th by the Indian River District near Delaware's southern border. But Hendricks still doesn't know whether her child will be in class at all.
My child needs the interaction of a school. And plus, I work a very stressful job, and I don't have the time to give her to do the work from home activities that she was given as a kindergartner. But I can assure you, I am not the person that should be hired to be her homeschool teacher.
100 miles to the north, Heather DeChambeau and her son Ethan can't decide whether to commit to hybrid or remote learning through February. Ethan is a junior at Brandywine High.
I did get an answer that the remote learning will be real-time virtual, and they will be required to log in at a specific time for a specific class, and attendance will be taken. They can't give us more of a specific of what the hybrid is going to look like until they know how many kids want to come in for the hybrid and if they can accommodate it. And I just keep telling you, your health, your physical and your mental health are the top priority.
Most districts have moved back the start of classes. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.